Okay, you're very welcome back to the 9 till noon show. We're broadcasting live from An Ghrianon Theatre. 25 years in operation now. They celebrated the opening of this theatre on the 2nd of November 2024. That was the calendar 25 years on, right? But there's a 25th anniversary gala event taking place 1999 to 2024. That's what we were talking to Maria Rush about. There was 10 tickets when I was speaking to Maria for an amazing night from the minute you walk in through into the foyer right to the very final act, Moya Brennan and her full band. So I'm not sure if those 10 tickets are still there, but if you want them, I'd give the box office a ring ASAP. Okay, we are joined in studio now by Michael Letty. Hi, Michael.
Hello, Greg.
And Fionnuala Rabbit. Hi, Fionnuala.
Hi, Greg. How are you?
I'm doing okay. And you?
I'm all right now. A bit of a cold. But
really? I was wondering why you sounded so sexy.
You know. That's the thing about my voice. It does get deeper. I think more manly, but if you're... I'll take the sexy, if that's what you think. I'll go with it.
Everyone, because people like different things. Come here. The radio play, must mention that, because it had its premiere on Wednesday. It's available on our website. It's also available on Spotify. And a great reaction, Michael. It must be great to sort of get the first episode out.
It is great to finally get the first episode out. As I say, 16 months since the idea, not the scripts, but the idea first was mooted. And yeah, it's nice to be in the middle of this particular storm of goodwill and good comments, even this morning here since I walked in the building. It's one of those things you remember forever in a really great positive way. So I'm excited, really excited, and the cast as well are just excited to be on Highland Radio.
I know, I'm taking all the credit. I told you. I can't believe you didn't. They actually didn't put me in the credits as executive producer, and I've been saying it from the start. This is Michael may have had a hand in it.
Yes,
as did our own Joe Dex.
In the conversation.
And Joe did an amazing job in it. But really, let's be realistic, the brains behind it was myself.
Yeah.
I came up with the idea.
As you said last week, Greg, this is not even joking. She's like this.
Oh, I'm not even joking.
She's like, Caroline's nodding away. Yeah. This is the real Fionnuala, folks. This is Fionnuala.
To borrow a play term, we're pulling the curtain back here. We're seeing exactly the type of person.
It's so good. I really recommend people have a listen to it. In fairness, Michael did a great job. The local actors are amazing. If you check out our website, you'll see we kind of did up... sort of pictures of them so people can have like pictures in their head of who's talking when they're going to different... it just gives people an insight. You know the way when you want to, as we always say about radio, the great thing about it is the imagination of it and that you can kind of like just... picture it so clearly and bring your own imagination into it. And I think we're kind of helping that along with the bits and pieces that we have on the website. So people should catch up and have a listen. And I'm so proud of it. It's really fantastic.
Yeah, and you can catch this week's episode, as I say, on our website or via Spotify. And the next episode is broadcast on the radio after 8 o'clock on Wednesday and then available again for people to... listen on demand in the two places that I just previously mentioned. I see Say Nothing is back on your list because last time we spoke to you, this is, you know, a show has impact when, you know, during an election, the leaders of certain parties are being asked about the content of a show, right? So, you know, it's relevant. So Say Nothing, I think you've it finished now. I watched the first episode. I liked it, right?
Well, I had raved about it last week and I'd only seen half it. And I finally got a chance over the weekend to sit down and watch the rest of it. And I have to say, I left it feeling as enthused about it. I definitely recommend it to people to watch it. It's a difficult watch. There's a lot of darkness in it, but the acting is just superb. And there's something about it that it really kind of draws you in. And you feel so much for the characters while there's so much horror going on and even the participation in things that were horrible. But just as it goes on further, there's kind of more and more to my mind anyway, is not known an awful lot about that period. A lot of different revelations.
Yeah.
It gives you an insight into people that were involved, and as the peace process and, you know, the more political side of things moved forward, how they felt about it. It is definitely not a friend, I would say, of Gerry Adams. It picked a particular side.
Right from the get-go.
Yeah, it did. You saw that where it says it at the end and everything, and it's on all of them. He's always said this, and he's always said that, and he's not part of this, and he's not part of that. But even through the actors that are portraying him, there's definitely a thing to it. But that's apparently in the book.
I think for a lot of people it's going to be an eye-opener as well, because in the first episode, you know, you sort of get to see many different sides. But what you get to see is what life and people listening have lived it, right? Don't get me wrong, but I'm sort of more talking to an international audience here. You know, you get the reality of, you know, people thinking, you know, there were peaceful solutions. You know, police cooperation, say, for instance, with certain different groups, how those hopes of a peaceful solution can be dashed, but also, too, the horror of a mother being dragged from her home in front of her children. Do you know, for many people, the troubles is they don't know really what's behind that. I know it's a dramatization, but I think it's going to open a lot of people's eyes.
I agree 100%. I think one of the things that I found interesting about it was being so far away from it, you know, growing up, even though you kind of saw it on the news, to be honest, when we were down, like for me growing up down in Galway, it could have been happening anywhere. You know, the way you didn't feel that emotional connection that a lot of people in this part of the world would have, you know, of Ireland would have to it. And so you always kind of wondered, I don't know why they don't move. You know what I mean? I don't know why they, how do they get involved in it? How does it, and it really gives you that kind of an insight into how people became involved in it, where their, you know, their core beliefs, how those things were formed. Some people in it that become disillusioned, it gives you that kind of an insight into it. And as I said, as they get older in age, you know, the impact of things they've done or things they've seen across the board. So I was dying for somebody to finish it, and my sister finished it finally. And we ended up an hour on the phone talking about it, because it's just one of those things that kind of stays with
you. And it's a drama, though, isn't it, right?
It is, absolutely.
I mean, obviously, it's rooted in some truth or a version of the truth, right?
Absolutely,
but fundamentally, you see it as a... Do you see it as a factual drama or a drama based on real events?
Well, I suppose the thing to do is to sort of... I kind of take it as a drama based on a book, but I suppose, to be honest, you do have a tendency to think of it as being factual. Mm-hmm. You kind of have to remind yourself that it's based on a book. So as I said, there's, you know, particular sides or a particular, maybe sides is the wrong word, outlook or viewpoint that's being, you know, expressed more than the other. Like I said, you know... Gerry Adams is very much kind of portrayed a bit in a villain sort of a way through it.
The young lad that plays him in the first episode, you instantly know who it's meant
to be. Oh, yes, I know. And the way he says, yes, child, well, oh, it's just like, oh, God.
Michael,
it's just terrible.
You haven't watched this yet, no?
No, I am very, very eager to watch it. I didn't pull the trigger on it this week, bad term, but I didn't this week because I wanted to watch another show that's on the list. But I will watch it, I think, next week. I'm very, very keen to see it.
And okay.
Fionnuala was raving about it outside before we came in as well. So, I mean, her passion has convinced me, definitely.
I need everybody to watch it because I need to talk about it.
Yeah,
it's very difficult to talk about.
I know exactly what you're talking about here. Mm-hmm. Donegal boy Dahi O'Harrigan is in new Disney Plus series Say Nothing. Dahi plays the role of Danny, the young son of IRA volunteer Dolores Price in the upcoming Disney Hulu series Say Nothing, but it's out there now.
Yeah.
So that's always, there's always, it's always interesting to get a little local connection there. Okay,
there's some amazing young actors in it, like I said last week. I don't even know who any of them are.
Yeah.
I haven't seen them in things, but they're fantastic.
What are you giving it out of 10 as an entertainment
piece? It's the best thing I've seen in so long. Because even, like I said, my sister was saying to me, what else do you recommend? And I was like, I can't recommend anything.
There's not been a lot of those shows come along.
I would give it a 10. Okay. I really enjoyed, is a strange word to use,
no,
given
I understand.
The topic. But
yeah. Okay.
So good.
That's Fionnuala Rabbit. We're also in the company of Michael Leddy. He's a writer, blogger, and playwright. Okay, I see someone's added a little string to their bow in their titles. Okay, back after these. You're very welcome back to the 9 till noon show here on Highland Radio. We are broadcasting live from the wonderful On Green On Theatre here in Letterkenny. It's to mark 25 years of doing what they do here. And there's a great weekend of events. We're kicking it off here, I suppose you could say. And lots of stuff happening, as I mentioned. And also, too, Michael and Fionnuala will be back with us very, very shortly. But I'm joined in our studio here, our makeshift. Well, it's not makeshift. That doesn't do it the credit it deserves. We're joined by Simon McCafferty and Karen Kelly, both of Without Willow. Karen, good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hello, how are you? Thanks for having us.
We got the stage lights arranged by God. I hope that's working out all right for you. You know, they're in the sunlight now, Caroline.
I can't control the sun.
It's okay, but at least now I can see you. I couldn't see the, our guests where they were previously, and Joe can stand in the way of the sun. Have you performed here often as a collective? Or what have you any fond memories, Karen, maybe as a performer or as a guest, as a viewer?
Well, actually, me and Simon actually got one of our first gigs as Without Willow here in 2014. We were supporting Declan O'Rourke. And we've had a few support slots since, so Greenan has always been so supportive of us, so it's nice to be here today.
And as a stage, what's it like to perform on? As a venue, what's it like to perform in?
Beautiful venue, yeah, great sound, lovely staff, it's hard to beat.
Yeah. Simon, how's things going for Without Willow? What are you up to this weather?
Good, we're kept very busy at the moment. Over the summer, we wrote a lot of kind of new songs out there, so we've got... Oh, that's perfect. Just taking out the light. We were busy writing new songs. So we've got new songs that are going to be due to show for next year. So we're going to release a new song in January called Sink My Teeth.
Brilliant.
So that's going to keep us...
Okay, and I presume the diary filling up for 25. You're always planning ahead, you have to, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, and then balance all the things in life as well. Right, you're going to sing one for us now. What's it... What are you going to do first?
We're going to do a new song called Sink My Teeth. We're hoping to release it now at the start of January.
Excellent. So we're getting an early live version of
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Brilliant stuff. Okay. Right, whenever you're ready, guys, take it away.
Sink my teeth. expense side. Keep the peace while everything that's worth. It's with me, my defense shield. Set the scene so don't play me. My expense side. Keep the peace while everything that's worth. It's with me, my defense shield. Set the scene, so don't play me when I say my tears. Sink my
done, everyone. That was great. Really, really, really sounds good. That's going to do really well for you.
Oh, thank you.
If it gets the radio play, it deserves, you know, I mean, obviously we'll play it, but a song like that deserves to be played everywhere, I think.
Ah, oh, thank you.
Brilliant stuff. You'll come back. I'm going to do something about the sun. You're going to play out for us. Is that all right?
Yeah.
That's
yes,
you don't mind
absolutely.
Hanging about? That's what I've been told. I hope you've been told the same.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Okay. That's the uber-talented Simon McCafferty and Karen Kelly collectively. They are Without Willow. Any gigs coming up? By the way, someone message in when they can see us live next.
So our next kind of night of original music, we'll be playing in the courthouse in Lifford.
Oh, brilliant. That's a great venue
April.
Too, isn't it?
Yeah, we haven't played there before, but we're very excited to be doing it. So that'll be on the 14th of April, 2025, and then we've got a few more dates in the works, but we'll be announcing them probably closer to time.
Right, people know where to keep an eye on what you're doing as well. All right, we'll be back with Michael and Fionnuala rejoining us after a break. Okay, you're very welcome back to the 9 till noon show here in Highland Radio. We're broadcasting live from on Grianon Theatre. 25 years this building has been in situ, but there were years in advance that it took great determination and action to establish it in the first place, and the people and their efforts there will never be forgotten, I am sure. More from Without Willow a little later on, but we are joined once again by our regulars. They are Michael and Fionnuala, two names that just go together now like Ant and Deck, bread and butter.
Oh, would that I had their cash.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I take it yous aren't really of the people because no one's watching Coronation Street or I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of
Here
Now.
Sorry.
I'm a Celebrity has gone on for so long.
Yeah, so it's entertaining.
I just can't. It doesn't do it for me.
It wouldn't do it for me
that's
either.
That's fine. Okay. Right, Michael Leddy.
Yes.
Cra.
Yeah, this is the T.G. Cahir drama series. I was very keen to get to watch this week because I didn't see it last week. Donegal based, a lot of familiar faces in this one. And I have to say, I am 3 episodes into the 6. They're on the player. 2 have aired, so I'll moderate my comments. I don't want to say very much about episode 3, but I will say that episode 3 was the best of the first 3.
What's it about?
It's a murder mystery. And it's about a young guard who is told he cannot investigate when the body that is found in the bog is, in fact, his mother, who has been missing for 15 years. Well, nobody knew what happened to her. She disappeared under mysterious circumstances 15 years ago, Good Friday 2009. It's theorized by one character that the young fella joined the guards to, you know, find out where she went. And now he's strictly forbidden because obviously conflict, he can't investigate the case. And he is a major suspect in the murder. There's also a journalist in town up from Sligo investigating as well and doing a podcast on it. So you've got Donegal locations which look amazing. Every time they're on screen they do look amazing, but I have to say they do look amazing. A lot of familiar faces in the cast, not just from locals, but I mean you've got people that have been in a lot of stuff. The main guy, Donal O'Haley, was in North Sea Connection on TG Carr. Alex Murphy's from The Young Offenders. Barry McGovern, Obituary, a long list of credits. And I must say, since we're in on Green On, also in the cast, Andrea Emmett, who's in Ballyglisane, Maggie Hannan, Ross Naroon, Charlie Bonner, Redemption of a Rogue, is one of my favourite roles of his, a great film. All three of those have been on this stage on Green On many, many times. Maggie Hannan had a fantastic one-woman show here a few years ago. Charlie Bonner has been here several. You know, these are people, and this is an example of how important the theatre is to the community, where people not so much start out here, but they certainly have a place on Green On, and it's springboard to other ways of doing their craft. This drama series is dark, gripping. I'm loving it. I would say episode one and episode three were the strongest for me. They're definitely 9 out of 10. And it's a really intriguing mystery where even ingeniously, even the protagonist, because of things I won't explain on air, isn't sure that he didn't do it himself, which is very interesting. Mm-hmm. He was slipped. We find out something happened to him that weekend, so he has no recollection of what he was doing and why he might have done it. So
it's intrigue upon intrigue.
It's really well done. It looks incredible, and I'm hooked. Two episodes have aired Monday nights, TG Carr. BBC are also airing it. It's a BBC TG Carr
coverage. In English or Irish?
It's mostly Irish. Okay. There is English in it, like Charlie Bonner's character, for example, a very suspicious art gallery guy. His dialogue is all in English, and they also have a lab guy, the CSI kind of guy. Is I'm not sure where he's from. They have a guy they talk to, and he's not Irish born. He's somewhere in Europe,
Ireland's in Europe, Michael.
So yeah, well, yeah. Mainland. How about I'll put in the word mainland?
We don't use the word mainland around here. No, I'm only messing.
So yeah, by and large, it's okay. But again, I have no problem watching subtitle stuff. And
If the quality of the show is such, you forget you're watching and subtitles. Because I was always dead against them, and then I realised I was watching something and it was subtitles.
There's loads of drone footage too. Every time,
fantastic.
I knew every time
fantastic.
I see drone footage.
I love drone footage.
But I mean, it just captures the locale. And I'm hooked. It's the kind of show I like. I like a show, and these are tropes that I like to see done well. You have a cop who plays by his own rules. And I know it can be called a cliche, but we see in the first episode, he's a guy who, when something needs to be fixed in his community, this is before the body is found, he's a guy who kind of rolls up his sleeves, isn't afraid to go off book and do what needs to be done to make sure that justice is seen, even though if it's not, you know, through the law. And then you have that other trope, which I love, is when a cop is told, you can't work this case, get off the case, mm-hmm. and he's strictly forbidden because obviously it's conflict, but he goes ahead and does it anyway. And the lead actor is really good in this. He's a brooding... The actor is brilliant, the character is brilliant. He's just this guy who doesn't communicate much. And I like that in a detective character. He doesn't say a lot. He just sits there, broods, and occasionally he punches people really quite hard. There's quite a bit of...
Sounds like Fanula.
There's a bit of action.
And
Okay. So all six are on the player. So you can watch all six. I intend to plow through it, but you know what I mean. I want to get through it because I want to make room for the show that Fanula was this.
Say nothing.
Thank you. But I'm thoroughly enjoying it. I hoped I would because I know these people. Some of these people I know in the cast, and you're invested that little bit extra when you know people.
I hope this is good.
When you find that it actually genuinely ticks the boxes, and you know, and anyone who's listened to us a few times know, I like detective shows. I like private eye shows. I like the tough guy detective. And he's kind of a private eye in this now because he's off book. Like, they're telling him, you have to stay at home for 2 weeks. And he's like, no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah. An interesting, fresh approach to a detective story by the sounds of it. You're off the case. Right.
You're off the case. You can't work this case.
And he even has
a murder board. You know, he even has that thing at home, which I love. He goes and he just, you know, it's like a
whiteboard.
Yeah. He opens up and he's got the pictures.
He doesn't put strings between them or arrows, no?
Yeah.
Okay, lovely.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
But I want to see that, and I like
do
that.
People do that in real life? I don't know.
I do it all the time.
It's nice to see it.
I do it all the time. Not for murders, but I kind of keep track of the people in Highland Radio. I'm like, okay, that's Greg, that's Caroline, that's Shannon, that's Joe. I have all these strings. Fanula's now on the board for some reason.
Wow.
Unforgettable, that's why.
Matlock, Sky pushing this big time. Every ad break, they're pushing Matlock. Kathy Bates is in this.
Yes, Kathy Bates is in this, and to be honest, I haven't seen her in anything in a while, and I'm always interested when they suddenly pop up again and you think, Jesus, where's she been?
Can I say one thing about Kathy Bates?
Yeah.
When I watched... what's the film with
Misery?
The writer, Misery? Mm. When I was younger and I watched Misery, I thought she was like an older woman type. And then I watched it again.
Yeah.
Like, she's half my age.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, she's a young woman in that.
I thought she was
the age she is now in Misery.
Back in the, I know.
That was my perception as a younger person.
She did two or three movies around that same time. She did Misery and then she did another one, Dolores Claiborne as well. And that was around the same time. And in it, you would have thought she was like late 50s, 60s, that kind of a thing about it. Mm. I think she just has... And I'm going to be insulting her. She just has one of those faces that she just looks older.
But
she looks amazing now.
No, I do understand what you're saying. But for me, it's like I think she looks really young in Misery. It's just me that's changed, not her. It's because I was much younger and I just looked at someone that looked like her then and believed her to be an older person. But now you can see the youth in her.
Of course.
It's because I've got old and she stood still in time.
Yeah.
It's a little bit deep, but you know what
I mean. I know what you mean. It's like when I watched The Famous Five and I still think, I should be 14. They're still 14. Yeah. I should still be 14.
And she does look fantastic in Matlock. Do we need Matlock with Kathy Bates?
Well, to be honest, I was a bit wondering about it because, you know, and... people of a certain age, me being of them, remembers back in the day when Matlock, the TV show.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, I was watching repeats, like, in that kind of thing.
Andy Griffith.
Yeah. He was so good in it. Yep. And it just was one of those kind of like, you know, this, you know, the original Matlock was kind of the guy plodding along, you know, sort of forced to take these cases and then eventually, you know, writing.
Yeah, down-home wisdom, the sort of guy who everyone underestimates him.
And all that kind of stuff that he had going on. So that's really part of it. And I was kind of wondering, I don't know why they're doing this. And is it that they're just hanging it on the name? And it actually turns out that there's a lot more to it. And I have watched one or two of them. It's coming. It starts next week on Sky Witness on Tuesdays at 8 o'clock. So we won't talk about where I found it, but I found it anyways, and I watched one or two just to get a flavour of it. And because when this was announced that they were making this, it was also announced the same time as they made Elspeth, which was a spin-off from
Good Wife.
And it really wasn't great. It was fine, you know, it was kind of watchable, but it was very kind of poor writing. You know the way it wasn't, it's not very smart. Whereas this is actually a much smarter show. Kathy Bates plays an older lady. She hasn't practiced law since the 90s and it's set in current day. And she has kind of wheedled her way into this big law firm. And you think it's because she has no money and her husband has passed away and she's got a lot of expenses and she needs to work. And then you find out that there's a lot more going on and there's a lot more of story. So as well as having the current storyline, that as they do with these kind of things where there's always, every week, there's a different court case that's happening, there's also Kathy Bates has another storyline that's going on with herself. Some of the other characters in it have different storylines. So they've kind of fleshed it out a little bit more. And the Matlock is really just something that they've kind of, I think, hung it on in order to give it that sort of, I suppose, a bit more publicity and people.
Yeah, but her name recognition and then go with it wherever they want to.
It's not Matlock.
First two episodes, what are you thinking?
I really liked it, I have to say. I can really see there's a lot, there's a kind of a little bit more smartness to it, do you know what I mean? And it sort of intrigues us. She's brilliant in it.
And pardon my, I was listening intently, but I was doing other things as well. Is it a continuation? Is it a series or a serial? Like, is it?
No, it's a series. So it's on every week and it's just like
the story wraps up in the episode or?
No, like I said, there's really about five
threads.
Or six different stories.
Yes,
so you've got the one story, which is the current case that's going on.
So there's a case of the week element.
Case of the week element, which you find this, and, it's, and you know they're all scurrying to you know find that piece of evidence to save their client or whatever. But then there's also kind of a much like there's broader stories within the different people that work in the law firm, and then Kathy Bates herself has kind of like a hidden.
Brilliant.
Background story that you're slowly getting bits of information from in order to flesh out exactly what's going on with her.
Okay, that's Kathy Bates playing Matlock, or she's in Matlock, and it's Tuesdays 8 p.m. on Sky Witness. We're also joined now by Richard Crawford, who has joined on Green On. Don't be startled, he's sat behind you, Fionnuala, who has joined on Green On as the Business Development Marketing Manager. Hi, Richard, good morning to you.
Hi, how's things?
It's going good. And how long have you been in situ now?
So I started middle of July, so I'm still very, very new compared to some of the veterans that we have here in the
building. But you have to catch up quick, don't you, really, because it's such a vibrant, sort of busy spot.
Yeah, it's just fantastic. Like, I've absolutely loved every moment since I began in July. The team here are just phenomenal, and have taken myself and all the other newbies that have started in around that time just completely on board. But as you say, like, the actual programme is pretty jam-packed, so you just kind of jump in at the deep end, which has been fantastic.
Okay, what do you want to bring to this role? Okay, so I mean, you've got your own ideas, your own perspectives. You know, any good employer wants you to grow in that business, and this company is no different.
I think for me, it's just a fresh outlook on things. I'm really passionate about Donegal, and sometimes we are a little bit forgotten about up here, and especially with creativity and the creative industry. There is just so many talented people here in Donegal, and I suppose from my point of view, I really want to promote that creativity and just the arts within Donegal and the absolutely superb talent that we have here. So for me, it's just getting the name out there, maybe attracting a new audience that we haven't reached before.
Yeah, and in your previous roles, there was a strong focus on the customer experience. That's more that you can bring to this role as well, presumably.
Yeah, so like, some of the things that we're considering is like the first thing that people experience when they walk through the door, and what's that look like? And
it's Fionnuala dying of a cough at the moment. You're okay. Go ahead, Richard.
And just their experience of like whenever they enter the auditorium. So every step they take within the building is something that we want to evaluate to make sure that every single minute that a customer chooses to spend with us is we can give it 110%.
Yeah. Yeah, brilliant. And that's interesting too, because it's not always obvious, is it? It just forms part of the experience.
Yeah, this is it. Like, sometimes it's like the temperature and the music and how the volume, but all those things impact the experience that you actually have. So it's taking into consideration all of those steps.
Brilliant. And just to point out as well, because I think it's important, you graduated from LYIT back in 2010 as well. So your education local, and now your employment local is part of your education local.
Yeah, like I say, like, I'm really passionate about Donegal, and I was at the now ATU back when it was LYAT, which feels like a million years ago. But again, I had a fantastic experience there.
A long time ago, you old fart. It was 2010. No, I know what you're on about, though. It seems like a lifetime ago, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because so much has developed down there, and there's so much money going into that campus now, millions upon millions. It's really quite remarkable, the growth. But still, it was pumping out talent back in 2010, and we have you here now, Richard. Listen, best of luck with your career, and I'm sure our paths will cross in terms of promoting this place. Thanks, Richard. Chris Mohan is with us now. Hi, Chris. Thanks so much for joining us. How are you keeping?
Good morning. I'm keeping all right. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Okay, so you are also an addition to the Ongreanon team. Talk to us about your role here.
So my role is the box office supervisor. So pretty much the first person people see when they walk into the theatre, making sure that, you know, everyone gets their guest list sorted. And, yeah, and I also help coordinate the Ongreanon Youth Theatre, which is a position that I've been very happy to take on, considering my own experience in youth theatre in the past.
Yeah, exactly. And you've got an extensive background, haven't you, in performing, be it on stage or indeed, you know, both in acting and as a musician.
That's it, yeah. So I've been an actor and musician pretty much all my life, so that's my background. So I'm very used to being on the other end of things, but then recently I'm from Belfast, and spent 5 years over in England as well, in Liverpool and London. And then I've just recently moved to Donegal, and I was very lucky to get this position. So I'm actually loving being on the other side of things and getting to help make the performances happen.
Yeah, but you must peep in and go, I'm enjoying this, but come on, I could be...
Oh, I can still do bits and pieces, don't you worry.
Because your previous experience was working at the box office of the Everyman and Playhouse Theatres in Liverpool, and then did a bit of TV work with the BBC as a steward there.
Absolutely.
So you got plenty to bring to this role, no doubt about that.
100%. Well, I've done, like, again, my CV's ridiculous. I've done a little bit of everything, and so they're definitely the ones that would be most relatable to this job. So I've worked in theatres in the past. I've worked in live television and radio broadcasting, like it says in BBC in London. So it's stuff like this isn't foreign to me, so it's great to be a part of it all.
Yeah, and I mean, we should all be doing it in our work, of course, but I think just like Richard as well, who's recently come to work here, you kind of have to have emotional investment in the project, don't you? It's not just necessarily coming into work and working your however many hours it is and going home. There's a bit more to it, I think, in working here. It seems so anyway.
100%. I mean, even in my my acting career, this was the first professional theatre that I actually performed at.
Wow.
So I performed in a production of Little Red Riding Hood back in 2012 with C21 Theatre Company. If anyone out there remembers Peter Quigley, he was a brilliant director who directed that. And we did a tour of the north, and then we finished up with a run here in Angrenan Theatre, like I says. And Patricia remembers that performance as well, which was quite lovely. You know, got to see me be the big bad wolf. So I've got an emotional connection to this theatre as well because of that. So it's fantastic being here and being part of the team.
Well done. Lovely to meet you. Lovely to chat to you, Chris. Thanks very much indeed. I do appreciate it. Kevin from Dunlow. Hi, Greg and the TV gang. After last week's show of being robbed by Robbie, I hope Foxy Fanula, as far as I know, is what you said. I said her voice was sexy. Was in Boy Band Heaven and caught Boy Band Night Saturday, BBC Two. There was Atonement for Michael on BBC One and Boxing for Greg. You could say there was one for everyone in the audience. Very astute. Just caught up with Slow Horses the last two seasons this week. Enjoyed it a lot. Well, my Apple TV ends today. It's either this morning or midnight. Couldn't make the chance or couldn't take the chance. Glad to see season five coming and a familiar face with Ruth Bradley from Love Hate and Mr. Ronan gave me a fright too. Enjoyed Michael's play. Who murdered Jimmy and will Fiona get to Alaska? Is that the only reason? You'll probably know what it's. You'll probably know that it's Doctor Who Day tomorrow. It actually had to be repeated as JFK was in Dallas the day before it launched in 63. Kevin, thanks as always for going into so much.
That's brilliant.
Detail. Brilliant,
yeah. Right about Doctor Who, yeah. I have one episode I've been saving up. I know Greg doesn't care about this, but I'm watching a new episode of Doctor Who.
I have more time for Doctor Who than I have for the other nonsense you watch.
No, Greg, say what you really mean.
Deadpool Wolverine is on Disney. I haven't got to watch that yet, actually.
Well, great fun.
National Treasure, I believe I did watch that.
Yeah, that's the one with Nicolas Cage. I just put those two movies down because they're just they're both on Disney. Deadpool Wolverine, obviously, was out recently. It's not that long since it was in the cinema, so if anybody didn't get to see it, it's just a really fun... Now, quite violent, but...
And swearing as well. The, I mean...
If you've ever seen Deadpool, it is a comic book that is kind of got a really dark edge.
The Wolverine plays his role... Like, he's pretty straight in it. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, obviously we know from Deadpool what we get, but he kind of stays in a non-character to a great extent.
Yes, he does, yeah. No, he definitely plays a straight man to Ryan Reynolds throughout the whole thing. But it's just a bit of fun, I have to say. It's just very... light-hearted and kind of fun. Like I said, there is quite a lot of violence in it, given the type of show that it is, movie that it is, but it's kind of like over the top, like the extremeness of it.
It's crazy,
so over the top,
it's crazy,
that it's just sort of funny. But it is definitely a good watch. And then just that it came up, that it's hard to believe that Nicolas Cage's National Treasure is 20 years old, which is unbelievable. I really enjoyed them when they came out. I think there's two movies of it. They also made a TV series, which I don't think it didn't really get the kind of acclaim that it...
deserved?
That it, well, I thought it was all right. But, you know, it was watchable. But
the movies are
quite fun, and Nicolas Cage is at his kind of real sort of... cocky and, you know, funny kind of best in them.
Okay, brilliant stuff.
So they're definitely worth over the weekend. You could watch that with your kids and everything.
Lovely. National Treasure, watch with the kids. Deadpool, yeah. Wolverine, maybe on your own.
Yeah.
Fanula Rabbit, as always, thank you so very
thank
much
you,
indeed.
Greg.
It's lovely to work for you. And also, Michael Letty, writer, blogger and playwright. Wednesday night, don't forget, second episode...
Yes, Ballyglisane, Wednesday night, episode 2, where you get to meet the detective.
Ooh, exciting. Okay, both of you, thank you so very much indeed. Without Willow going to be joining us to play us out very shortly. But just want to mention what's coming up on Monday. Of course, we enter into the final week of election campaigning, and we have three debates next week. Of course, Donegal, a 20-candidate five-seater. On Monday, we're going to be joined by John McNulty, Pat the Cope Gallagher, Mary T. Sweeney, Piers Doherty, Jerry McKeever, Arthur Desmond McGuinness, and Frank O'Donnell. And look, look, you've seen from that TG Cahir poll, there is still time for things to, I don't know, improve for some, change for others. Who's to say? I don't know. But these debates may well be influential in relation to that. So you can listen to it live on the radio, and you'll also be able to watch the live stream on YouTube and across our social media channels. So it's back now to Simon McCafferty and Karen Kelly. Without Willow. Karen, what are you going to play for us to play us out? Actually, before you do, should I say goodbye and then I can come to you and that's it? That's where we have to leave it on the show today before we go to Without Willow. We're back in studio on Monday, of course. Thank you very much to everyone here at On Green On for being such wonderful hosts. Thanks, as always, to Caroline Orr, who researched and produced, assisted by Shannon, and Joe Dex, who kept us on air by a miracle. No, man, it's skill, really. It's skill and talents. All right, so that's it. I can say goodbye. We're back Monday. So what are you going to do for us now, Karen?
So we're going to sing another new one, and this one's called Love You Last.
Okay. See you Monday, folks. This is Without Willow.
As you wake up by my side, watch the light come through the window while the world is out of sight. There is no need for second guessing, you don't even have to ask, 'cause for us there is no question. I loved you first, I love you first, I love you less.